Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati, Allah my Lord,
His word Quran,
Muhammad Prophet,
praise be upon,
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, get buckled because this is Youth Station. We are here to entertain you for some minutes. This is IRB English Radio. I am here as your host. This is Asma speaking to you.
And I'm also here. My name is Mandy, as usual. Are we talking about something specific or is it just
which
very wild?
Which has been
wild?
Very viral recently.
Has it been very
viral? Yes, very. Okay. I see plenty much of people who's been attracted to some very weird sort of groups that teach them how to be mystics. But then how he or she has to recognize that and has to come out of that without any hurt or without any problem that happens into their mentality or the way they think, I would say we should always have a connection with Allah.
Right, but the devil, shaitan, if you'd name him in Arabic,
is, has his ways.
It's not stupid.
Yes.
You know, for example, it knows that you,
it's very strong,
Asma,
yes,
does not drink, right? Mm-hmm. She would not drink, right? He's not going to come and tell you, let's go have a drink.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it doesn't
that way. Yeah, it knows its ways, right? It reminds me of a story. There was a person, he headed towards occult sciences. For example, if you do not eat meat for a certain period of time, do not do this, do
exactly,
not that,
yes.
Right? He did a few things like that. And he said that I reached a stage that I could see through walls, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, he heard a voice that said, stop praying, and you'll be granted more, right? He said, wait, prayer is one of the foundations, one of the pillars of Islam, right?
Yes.
How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala...
So the devil was at work.
Right, yeah. And he said, if you do not, whatever you have is going to be taken away from you.
Okay.
And he said, since I realized that this isn't very divine. So yeah, he said that he when he realized that, he didn't stop praying. And whatever he had was taken away from him, right?
Yes.
And then he says, he goes on to say that, yeah, he went through the religious path and he did get to stations that he could not have imagined of being at. But what I'm trying to say is the devil is not a weak
he's
being.
He's always there and he's got his ways.
It's strong.
A strong way.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How a Muslim youth can recognize these groups from the true way?
Right. There are certain basics, fundamentals in Islam. And when we realize that these are the core things that we have to take with us, for example, not overdoing something, not underdoing something, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't go extreme, you know, at both ends. Don't be so extreme.
That is one of the teachings of Islam, right? Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to giving money, charity, whatever.
Exactly.
Right, certain things, right? Those things, your prayer, your fasting, some other people's rights, right?
And don't do those things in the hope that one day you're going to get a superpower.
One of the teachers over here in Qum, he said that don't go after these things. And if this is divine, right, if you do experience something metaphysical, right,
then getting out of it is very difficult.
And it's going to be way, your accountability is going to get way harder.
Exactly. It's going to be a drudgery.
Yeah, right? Because when you believe without seeing, when you believe without experiencing something metaphysical,
yes,
you may slip, right, and you may repent. Fair enough. But if you go, you do see something that increases your certainty. It brings responsibility,
exactly.
Right? And if that's when you slip, if that's when you are at fault, then of course, هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Are those the same who knows and those who do not know?
No, not know, right? Now that you know, your accountability is going to be way higher.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, going towards these things is... even if they are achievable, isn't the smartest thing to do.
Let's go go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
There's one thing that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is talking about. He says that there is a worship of traders. There are certain people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for heaven, right? For the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is going to bestow upon them in this world or the
hereafter, are trading.
Right? They're traders, right? That is the worship of the traders.
Yes, the worship of the traders.
There are certain people who are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either the fear of hell or the punishment that they're going to face.
They're scared of the punishment.
Right? This is the worship of the khaifin, right? Mm-hmm. These people are afraid.
Who are fearful.
Or the fearful. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that we, Ahlul Bayt, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we've seen Him worthy of worship, right? Mm-hmm. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
For the reward, or out of the fear they have of the hell.
It's not negative.
Yes, it's not negative.
Yeah, it's not something.
Maybe both end the same place.
No, precisely. They do, actually, right? But worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you find Him
worthy of worship is another thing.
Yes, that's the real beauty of it, right?
Exactly.
Since, and if one is focusing upon something like that, then these things are very, very secondary. And they're not even secondary, right? You don't even pay attention if you're getting something in return or not. That's one of the problems that we have in our society. And this is a problem. For example, people say, why is religion a credit card system? Right?
Whatever
you do, you're going to get repaid in the hereafter, right? I want results right now, you know? This mentality is leading the youth towards things like these,
to get deviated from the real path.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you do obey Him, how do we know how to obey Him? Can you answer this question?
How do we know that we're obeying Him?
Yeah.
Well, personally, I would say
because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't order you directly, Sister Asma. He doesn't order you directly, right? How do you know?
Well, you know, personally, on a personal basement, I would say that there is a feeling in your heart that you would understand if you are going in the right way, or no, you are just running out of line or just going through the wrong way. But if you are doing everything based on what Ahlul Bayt has said, and if you are doing whatever that you're doing based on the Holy Quran, then that seems you're on the right track.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go off the track, but then you came back right on where I wanted it.
You know what I was going to mention? That was the fitrah, you know what I mean? The soul knows what is the truth. It has been put inside of us. Each one of us knows what is true and what is wrong.
Yeah,
the thing is that just after we grow up,
if you are way too deviated,
there's certain curtains that happen into our heart.
Yeah, yeah. If you're way too deviated, not way too deviated, but even certain actions that we perform, I might not be able to decipher between the right and wrong because you know, it's been veiled, as you said, right? Why go to your neighbor's house or why go to the other city when at home you've got these role models, right?
Yes.
Everything has been provided
Why
to us.
Why to search by for the thing you have in your heart somewhere else?
Exactly. Says you think you're a very small being creature, whereas the greater universe lies within you. And Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, these are the role models that we have. And what they've done, we should do. What they've not done, we should abstain from, right? One of the problems that we have, you know, nothing good, right, comes easy.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a way of life.
This is what we need to understand as youth, that if someone's going to tell you, listen, I'm going to give you a shortcut to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn around.
Exactly.
Turn around, yeah. That's not going to happen. But is it going to happen? Am I going to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within this life before I die? Why not? We've got the narration of Haritha. When he comes to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he's pale. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, how was your morning? And he said, I woke up with certainty. And he said, I woke up with certainty as if I saw the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah.
And how did he get into that point?
Following the footsteps of the Prophet, peace be upon him, right? Mm-hmm. At that time, the Prophet was there with him, right? We, unfortunately, do not have that. But we do have our narrations. We do have our traditions.
Yes, we have a heritage behind us.
Yeah.
We can follow all those heritage that are right. And we have also scholars who can show us the way.
So I think, that the best way is to follow the footsteps of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, and not expect something in return.
Exactly. Talking about metaphysical stories and groups that are happening right now, and they're very much viral these days in the modern life. We could see them through the media or anywhere you could see them and find them. But the thing is that most of them are doing that based on a fraud. They're deceiving other people. They're using whatever they know about your personality, whatever they know about your character and your needs against you. So in order not to get out of the true track, out of the true things you have to do, then you should follow Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran, whatever that has been told to us, in order to achieve prosperity.
Yeah, deception, illusions, they do exist. We do a very famous story of the person who came to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Do you remember the story with the egg? He came to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and people were very astonished about this guy's metaphysical knowledge and capabilities.
Yeah.
And Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, this guy had an egg in his hand, and he asked Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, "What do I have in my hand?" And Imam Ali tells him, "It's insane, it's insane." This guy opens his hand wide open in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and closes his hand, right? And asks Imam Ali alayhi salam, "What do I have in my hand?" And Imam Ali says, he names it a certain egg, a very rare egg that's found on a mountain because the bird, it lives on certain types of topography. And he said, "That's what's in your hand." And he opens his hand and it's there. And he closes it again. And the guy asks Imam alayhi salam, "Where is it now?" Imam says, "It's back where it came from." Right?
Oh, yes.
And this guy is mind blown, right?
Why? Astonished, of
course.
Yeah.
This guy's, he's used to people being astonished and surprised at his actions. Now he's lost his mind. He's how does this guy know, Imam Ali As-Salam? And Imam says, how do you do it? The guy said that whatever my heart tells me, I do the opposite. So the guy says, whatever my heart tells me, I do the opposite. Imam says, "What does your heart tell you about accepting Islam?"
And good question.
Yeah, and he says, "It says don't." Imam says, "All right, then why do you not accept Islam?" And the guy left with no answer. He's like,
"I do." Speechless.
Yeah, he's speechless.
Yes, exactly.
And he accepts Islam and realizes that what he had is gone now. The supernatural things that he had, they were gone now.
And most of the time, those sort of people get the superpower to doing those supernatural things from the wrong source.
Yeah.
It's the devil who's actually helping them.
Yeah, either that, there's a concept in Islam that says certain things have an effect, right? One of those things is, as the teachers say, the farther away you are from yourself, right?
The
less attention you pay to your own self, the more knowledge is going to pour down upon you, right?
Exactly. And those who know too much, I don't believe they would speak too much.
They won't show off.
Exactly.
They won't show off.
Yes. So just to give an answer to the youth who's listening to us, how to ignore those groups and how to find out which is right and which is wrong.
If we are occupied with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, trust me, we don't have time. We don't have time for these groups. You know, if we're occupied with...
And we would understand at the very first place they are being wrong.
Yeah, yeah, precisely.
That whatever they're saying is just a mere meditation, perhaps,
yeah,
a practice of meditation.
The true wisdom lies with the Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly, that is true. Yeah. And which we have got a huge heritage. We could go back to them and find out whatever we need and get it out of those sources.
Yeah, we've seen scholars spend their lives mm-hmm. and not even gaining a fraction of the knowledge that has been left with
exactly.
us from the Ahlul Bayt.
In order for us to get to the truest source that has been remained for us. Thank you. You shared with us some very beautiful stories and informations, of course. This was all that you got with Youth Station. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.